DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As you'll know, there is a fringe political cohort in this country who have a very strict definition of what constitutes Irish. It involves being white and born in this country and with a pure lineage that goes all the way back to Brian Boru. It's a definition that would exclude a huge amount of Irish people, maybe even most of us. So how should we define Irish? Dr. Maurice Casey from Queen's University has been writing about this in The Guardian. Good afternoon, Maurice.
Good afternoon, Sean. Great to join you.
Is being Irish a kind of a know it when you see it thing, really, at this stage?
Well, I think that we are entering a time when Irishness and that sense of identity is really in flux. I mean, we see it with both in Irish culture and Irish TV. I mean, yesterday everyone talked about the new Sally Rooney book. And what was really interesting for me about that book is that its two main characters are Irish East European. And that harks back actually all the way to a century ago when Leopold Bloom and Joyce's Ulysses also had an immigrant background. So I think the identity is more in flux now than ever.
Mm. When you say in flux, then it's hard to define it.
Well, the definition of Irishness, I think, is always a process. That's something I've been writing about. Irishness and Irish identity has always been open to the hyphen. Everyone knows about Irish American, but a lot of people also know about Irish Jewish, Black Irish, all these kind of identities. And I think they're really coming to the fore of the Irish popular imagination now, in a way. And I guess what prompted me to write more about this was walking through Dublin and seeing these stickers that say things like, Ireland belongs to the Irish. Mm. And they made me think, well, who are the Irish? And how do we define that? And how might we tell a more open story that opens that identity to its various hyphenated forms, which I think are so rich and fascinating?
Sure. If you go back hundreds of years, we have the Normans, mm-hmm. we have the Vikings, we have the English, of course. Celts, it's thought, originated in northern Spain. You could argue there's no such thing as Irish, just a group of people who happen to kind of live on this island.
Well, I think that there is such a thing as Irish, but I think Irishness should be a category that people can feel welcome to feel a part of. I think, again, what I write about is how Irishness reflects to my own personal history. I'm from a town in Care in County Tipperary, where one third of the population was born outside of Ireland. And when I see those stickers saying Ireland belongs to the Irish, I wonder, does that apply to people who I know who came from Poland, Romania, Algeria, elsewhere, maybe as children, who've no experience other than Irishness and Ireland? And they should as well be able to make this claim to calling themselves Irish. So I think that Irishness does have a real present reality. It's not nonsense, right? There's a real living culture. And I think it should be a welcoming one, one that everyone can feel a part of.
Mm. Couldn't you say that about any nationality?
You could. And that's what makes these identities so kind of complex and interesting. And I think that the way that people explore Irishness in their own histories can have really unusual effects. One of the people who I look at in my research was an Irish Jewish guy called Michael Harmel, who actually grew up in Johannesburg in early 20th century South Africa. He met a young lawyer in the 1940s by the name of Nelson Mandela and became his political mentor. And so you have all these early ANC figures who'd hang out at this Irish Jewish guy's house in Johannesburg, and he'd spin them Irish revolutionary speeches on records. So yes, everyone can remix their own identities, and they can take different things and adapt them. And those different collaborations can have really amazing after effects, like all these anti-apartheid activists listening to Michael McLean or pretend to be Porrick Pierce in a flat in Johannesburg.
Yeah. Though I suppose the danger in that is that if the definition of what Ireland is can be changing, is a bit amorphous, when you pitch that mm-hmm. against, you know, your guy, your man with the Irish flag on his Twitter account, he has a very clear and unambiguous definition of what Irish is.
Yes. And I think that that's why it's so important to tell these broader narratives of Irishness, because that very narrow definition of Irishness really doesn't have any root in historical veracity. You know, as you've been saying, Sean, there's a history of immigration to this island that doesn't just begin decades ago, it begins centuries ago. So that idea of one undiluted capital I Irish identity just doesn't have a historical basis. So by bringing in these other stories and really highlighting them, you know, I think that's a way of pushing back against those randomers when they are a fringe of people with those flags in their Twitter bios. I think that those people are behind the curve in terms of how we understand Irish identity today.
Mm. Though, I mean, it's, as you know, I think even as you said in the piece, we, you know, we'd enjoyed this period where we thought, ha ha ha, look at those, you know, right-wing Europeans, and we were immune to this kind of thing, and we're not. And we've seen how what can be a fringe concern turns into something quite mainstream, or can infect the thinking of communities mm-hmm. where they start to see anyone who's not like them, even in the smallest way, as other and as a threat. And that's, the very definition of Irishness that you, or at least part of it that you were reaching for there, that it's welcoming, it mm-hmm. becomes the opposite of that. Their definition of Irishness is non-welcoming.
Sure. And I think that there's also broader factors at play here. And many of these are best left to the politicians. But, you know, this story of how Irishness can be an inclusive identity, it's only one strand of how we deal with these complex and intertwining issues that affect Irish North and South today. Other things we need to bring in, of course, is better state investment in public services and social housing, real everyday realities that are causing people to hear this very exclusionary idea of Irishness and causing them to misplace the cause of the problems they face mm-hmm. and displacing it onto people who are like the Irish of centuries ago, who've just left to find economic opportunity or freedom from persecution elsewhere.
Yeah. I suppose the interesting thing is that and people who've lived outside Ireland, who would regard themselves as Irish and lived outside Ireland, they tend to have a much clearer view of themselves as Irish. It's not as ambiguous it's less ambiguous the further you get away from Ireland. And for people outside Ireland, they're not at all ambiguous about whether you're Irish or not. They just go, yeah, that's Irish.
Yeah, and I think that's the different ways that Irish identity has played out and is perceived elsewhere. I write a lot about Ireland's revolutionary diaspora. So Irish people who are involved in anti-apartheid abroad, in anti-racist struggles, in suffrage and so on. And what I found is that people really attach to an idea which is essentially a progressive idea of Irishness, of Irishness being synonymous with being on the side of the underdog. And that's a very compelling story to tell about yourself when you're abroad, when your sports team is down on its luck, or when you're wanting to side with those who are also facing persecution alongside you. Mm. So I think there's that really positive story of Irishness to tell, but I also think it's not an obligation. We are obliged to think about Irishness in this way, but it doesn't necessarily come as a form of inheritance. We don't all end up being anti-racist by birth because of experiences of hardship and oppression in the past. We really have to actively think about how this history should make us respond to contemporary events.
Yeah. Though if you consider Northern Ireland, where there's constructive ambiguity, being used there for many decades to accommodate different yes. identities. If you consider any of our national sports teams, which, you know, the granny rule and all the rest of it, the idea of, yeah. and the millions of Irish people who've moved to various parts of the world and had children and settled down, that even the idea of national identity, it's not that fixed. It kind of bleeds into other national identities as well.
Certainly. And that's the story of so much European history, is this idea of whether multiple ideas of nationhood and nationality can coexist peacefully in one country, in one landmass, and one island. And I think the best nature of our history is showing that that is possible, right? And I think that that is a lesson, not just for Ireland, but also for this wider world. And so I think that absolutely national identity can be something that is amorphous and can take in other kind of hyphenated identities. And I think the importance then is to exactly open it up and make sure that we're able to combine Irishness with other identities and not just say Ireland belongs to this very narrow definition of Irish.
Maurice, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Maurice Casey there, the author and historian at Queen's University, Belfast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.